The policy support instrument is an instrument which is designed for countries that do not need financial support from the IMF. So it's an instrument that allows for close engagement with the authorities and discussions on the design of effective economic program. It also signals the fund's endorsement of these policies to the international community, so to donors, multilateral development banks, and markets. In the case of Tanzania, the current PSI was approved by the executive board of the IMF in July 2014. And last Friday, the board completed the third review under the PSI.
So how has Tanzania performed under this third review?
Situation actually, if you look at the past 6 or 12 months, has remained very strong. Real growth was about 7%, and it was driven by construction, transportation, communications, and financial services. So very strong growth, which has been something observed in Tanzania for the past 10 or 15 years, but which is continuing. Inflation stood at 6.8% in December 2015. And if you look at the average inflation over 2015, it was 5.6%. So again, it's a good performance, and it's actually very close to the authorities' target, which is 5%.
Despite the fact that it was an election year, so one would expect maybe more inflation or more public spending, right?
Well, inflation picked up a bit in the second half of 2015. And that reflected to a significant extent the relatively large depreciation of the exchange rate in the first half of 2015 vis-à-vis the dollar. That depreciation over the last fiscal year was about 25%. Our view is that actually the depreciation has helped restore competitiveness. From that perspective, it was a welcome development. The challenges during the review that was just completed was really the fact that the implementation of policies slowed ahead of the presidential and general elections, which took place in October 2015. And if we look also at the structural reforms that we monitor under the program, delays in implementing them were occurred during that period. A particular area of concern was that significant expenditure arrears arose in the recent years. Here I'm talking about the government not paying its own suppliers. So if you look at the situation last fiscal year, for instance, the government accumulated about 1% of GDP in arrears. So that's obviously not a good situation. I mean, first, because it shows that there are significant weaknesses in the way public finances are managed. And the second issue is that it affects the situation of the financial sector. And down the road, the risk is that you have some implications for economic activity.
And these challenges have been solved as for now, or are they still remaining?
So the authorities have made a number of commitments in a way to address the situation. The incoming authorities have sent very, very strong signals with regard to their determination to accelerate implementation of the program, but also more generally reform the government, streamline expenditure, fight tax evasion. With regard to the budget and the challenges that the budget was facing early in the fiscal year, they have indicated their intention to adjust the budget to address those challenges. And we think this is a very welcome development because it will help prevent further arrears accumulation. And they are also going to strengthen what we call commitment controls and sanctions. So to make sure that you don't start spending if you don't have the money, and that people follow these rules.
So these are positive developments. So what are your expectations for 2016 and maybe your recommendations for Tanzania?
The prospects in terms of macroeconomic outlook are pretty strong. We do expect growth to remain at about 7%. Tanzania is likely to benefit from lower oil prices, and we expect also inflation to remain relatively close to the 5% target of the authorities. In terms of the recommendations, we think it's important to adjust the budget to accommodate those additional expenditures, in particular, that the authorities will have to make. The one last point I would like to flag, because you mentioned TANESCO, is that the authorities are actually working on a plan to address TANESCO's arrears. So TANESCO is owed money by the government, but TANESCO has also big arrears to its suppliers. So its financial situation is not as good as it should be, and it's quite important to fix that. It's very important for developing the energy sector because there are significant prospects for development.